Let us pray. God of love, your presence grows within us. Open our hearts to receive, to honor, and to nourish the Holy Child, that Christ may be born in us by your grace. Amen. Listen for the living word of God in Luke's Gospel in the first chapter. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Please stand in body or spirit for the canticle on page 199. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord.
My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, who has looked with favor on me, a lowly servant.
From this day all generations shall call me blessed.
Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is the name of the Lord, whose mercy is on those who fear God from generation to generation.
The arm of the Lord is strong and has scattered the proud in their conceit.
God has cast down the mighty from their thrones and lifted up the lowly.
God has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich empty away.
God has come to the aid of Israel, the chosen servant, remembering the promise of mercy, the promise made to our forebears, to Abraham, his children forever.
If you've had a baby, you can imagine what it was like for Mary. Pregnant with this child. There's no such thing as sometimes pregnant or partly pregnant. You're in it. And there is this life growing in her. And she loves that little child. And she prays for that little child, and she protects him and nourishes him. Not only does she love that baby that's growing in her, but she believes that that baby is important to God and important for the whole world. So imagine the care with which she cherishes that child and takes care and rejoices and wonders. She goes to visit Elizabeth, who greets her with this wonderful greeting. Blessed are you, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord. Friends, you are pregnant. You are pregnant with God. God's love is growing within you. God's love does not enter into this world falling from the sky. It flows through loving hearts like yours. God has chosen you to bear love into this world and is counting on you to make love a real living thing, a real person, real experiences. Counting on you to birth love in this world. That is your calling and your destiny. That's why you're here. And you're not just partly or sometimes pregnant with God. You're pregnant with God. Every conversation you have, God is counting on you to birth love into this world. Even every argument you find yourself in, God is counting on you not to win the argument, but to bear love into the world, to make it real, to give it flesh. Protect that holy child within you. Nourish that little child, that divine life. What do you need to do to take care of that divine love that's growing in you? What do you need to do to help it grow and be strong? Mary knew that the time would come when she would undergo pain and endure labor in order to birth that child into the world. Be prepared to sacrifice, to labor, to be hurt in order to bear love into the world. I invite you into the silence of this morning to wonder at this miracle that God's love is growing in you. To listen for how you are called to care for that love, to nourish that holy child. To listen for how it might be that you give birth to that love, which won't be the same as others. And to wonder at this miracle of God growing in you. Will you pray with me? God, for the gift of your love that Christ makes real in our lives, we give you thanks and pray that you yourself will grow in the womb of our hearts, that our lives become the manger in which we lay your Christ. Birth your love through us, and so give us new birth. God, we rejoice at the sound of your voice. And the child within us leaps. We give you thanks. And we pray for the faith to receive your blessings, to be mindful of your presence and to listen for your voice, and for the courage to trust your deep desire for us, surrendering everything to your love, to live in harmony with your grace. Amen.